This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Yesterday's EPA hearing on the proposed renewable volume obligations drew testimony from a wide range of industry leaders. We'll hear quotes from Growth Energy CEO Emily Score and Grant Kimberly of the Iowa Biodiesel Board. Their comments highlighted the crucial role that renewable fuels play in the nation's energy and economic future. The hearing provided a platform for stakeholders to outline both the strengths and concerns associated with the proposed rule. We'll hear more right after this.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Yesterday, Grant Kimberly, executive director of the Iowa Biodiesel Board, testified at Tuesday's EPA hearing, voicing strong support for the agency's proposed increases in biomass-based diesel volumes under the renewable fuel standard for 26 and 27. Speaking on behalf of Iowa's biodiesel producers, farmers, and broader biofuels value chain, Kimberly thanked the EPA for proposing record-setting biomass-based diesel volumes, calling it, quote, welcome signals that recognizes the strength and long-term potential of the industry. He highlighted the biodiesel production contributed $598 million in value to soybean farmers in 2024 alone, roughly a dollar per bushel, underscoring the economic impact on Iowa agriculture and rural communities. Kimberly also urged the agency to maintain its commitment to market stability by properly addressing small refinery exemptions. He said, quote, if exemptions aren't accounted for, the number quickly becomes less meaningful and only feeds market uncertainty and chaos. He also said that he applauds the EPA's proposal to project SREs in advance, ensuring that final volume targets are fully realized. Kimberly closed his remarks by reaffirming the industry's readiness to meet the challenge. He said the Iowa Biodiesel Board stands ready to support the successful implementation these volumes ensure, and he will keep building on this momentum. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score led off by thanking the EPA and Trump administration for the proposed rule. She applauded the fact that this is the strongest RFS proposal ever made if realized. But she also echoed Kimberly by saying that how SREs are handled in the future will make or break the strength of this proposal.
We are grateful to President Trump and Administrator Zeldin for this RVO proposal, which embraces the RFS as an economic engine for American agriculture. If finalized, these RVOs would unlock investments, create jobs, and support growth in rural America by expanding our country's renewable fuel production and use. By setting conventional biofuel blending volumes at 15 billion gallons for each of the next 2 years, this proposal will create the kind of certainty that spurs innovation and truly unleashes American energy dominance. This is the strongest RFS proposal that we've seen, with the highest volumes ever, showing this administration's commitment to American biofuel producers and the farmers that depend on them. EPA deserves recognition for starting this conversation on such robust terms. But how the agency decides to handle small refinery exemptions, or SREs, will ultimately determine how much rural America benefits from this proposal. Our industry strongly supports EPA's continuation of its previous policy to appropriately account for any SREs that might be granted in 2026 and 2027. But we remain vigilant and concerned about the nearly 200 SREs still pending from past compliance years.
Score also urged the EPA to ride this momentum of the RFS by working with Congress to finalize a national E15 rule. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.